We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke because both are completely delicious. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. Follow us on there. Watch right now. You can see this segment as it unfolds in real living color. Also, you can vote on there right now. We're going to do who on the show in a little bit, and you'll find out there's a picture of a car posted, and it was one of our first cars, and you're going to vote on who on the show you think it belonged to.
We'll reveal all that. Over the place for this.
All over the place. So if you think you can crack the code, get on there. At Courtney and Co. Y98 on Instagram. Lots to get to. We'll start with new products, and why not? Four Loko. You guys are familiar with Four Loko, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never had one, but I'm familiar.
It seems like it'll makes you crazy. Yeah.
I feel like it's like bath salts.
Well, I agree.
Like, it scares me.
They're getting into the new spiked seltzer craze. They've got a new one coming out that's got three times more alcohol than the other brands.
How is that legal?
Everybody's getting it. We need to get into the spiked seltzer game.
No.
What would you call it, Kevin? Three. I'm not ready.
Give him a minute. Can he have until at least the end of Foodstuffs?
Yeah. You have until the end of Foodstuffs. Okay.
It's not fair. That was like on demand.
Do not let me down.
You wanted a
line. Foodstuffs!
Other new product, a new multivitamin is coming out. It's over in England. This multivitamin contains sparkle. So when it passes, through you, you look and you get to see...
Sparkle.
Seriously?
Yeah,
is that necessary?
Sparkly poop.
Sparkle.
He knows sparkle. Sparkle. Yeah, I don't know if it'll be over here or not, but that's like, wow, a selling point. It's like, it's a multivitamin, and then you were like, I took it.
Well, who cares is it a good vitamin? We don't care. It sparkles.
It does sparkle. Do you want to do, I don't want to do America's top 10 breakfast foods, do you?
I don't want to do 10.
They're just breakfast foods in a list.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Can we guess at least number one? Bacon.
Eggs. Sausage.
Yeah. Bacon.
Bacon and pancakes tied for third.
Oh.
The only thing interesting that wouldn't have been on this list 10 years ago, they say, is avocado, because people love avocado toast. They cannot get enough of it.
Kind of lame.
All right, so we're actually going to do a segment later in the show where we get into mascots for all the brands that we know, all kinds of different products. But a part of this article that came out that's very, very interesting is the food mascot. So all your favorite restaurants, which ones are the most and least likable? Any guesses?
Most and least likable?
Ronald McDonald's got to be probably like one of the most likable ones, right?
Snuggle.
Snuggle Bear.
No food. I'm just doing food. We're going to talk about the other ones later. So I've got 10. Now, these are the top 10. So even the low ones are still in the top 10. Ronald comes in at 7th. He gets an average of a 6. This is on a scale of 1 to 10.
What about Jack?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't think I agree with these. Jack was 9.
I like Jack. I think Jack's kind of funny.
The Arby's oven mitt, did it make the list?
No, now it's the we've got the meats guy who bothers me.
He's a little...
he's a little pervy, I think.
He's a comic.
What about the King from Burger King?
He's 10th.
Yeah. I don't...
What about Mrs. Buttersworth?
No, these are restaurants.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you one more time.
Well, you just said food. I didn't know.
Wendy's number one.
Okay.
But this is crazy. So I get that, because there's not much to her. So you're just like, oh, it's great. She's lovable. But number two, Chuck E. Cheese.
Chez.
Chuck E. Cheese.
It's Chuck E. Cheese's. That's how you say it.
I know, but the guy is Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
I wasn't referring to the restaurant. I was referring like Wendy. I wouldn't be like, People love.
I don't even know Chucky. It's a mouse, right?
It's a rat.
Okay, no.
Colonel Sanders.
I'm very confused by this whole thing.
Colonel Sanders at 3.
Yeah.
Good thing we're putting a whole other segment on it. The cow from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Number 5. Caesar from Little Caesars. I've only heard the guy say one word twice. Pizza, pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ronald. Then the two-tailed mermaid from Starbucks.
Really?
Oh, they're really scraping. Yeah, you're reaching.
Jack from Jack in the Box and the King from Burger King.
Yeah, Lance hasn't been on this whole time because you didn't have him on.
I had the wrong newsroom up.
It's hurtful, okay. Right? It's hurtful, Lance, isn't it?
It is slightly hurtful.
Lance, thoughts, things you'd like to...
I'm so sorry, Lance, but apparently there's no other news going on because nothing bled through.
Jesus, Kevin. See what I did there?
Do you have a favorite restaurant mascot, Lance? Well, Kevin, you can turn it back down. That's good enough.
I'm with Courtney. I think that list is kind of... when you try to always come up with a list, sometimes right. Your lists aren't that great.
I thought, Lance, you were going to say that woman from Popeyes. You know, she's all about the Popeyes chicken.
She is likable,
yeah.
Isn't she?
Can't remember her name. Yeah. She does have a name with a name tag.
Love that chicken.
She is. She makes you want to go have some fried chicken.
Yeah, but she's more of a spokesperson than a mascot.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway. All right, we'll be revisiting these, and I promise it'll be better later. But that has been Food Stuff. Follow us on Instagram.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.